It is framed that the shir should be a specialist for Armani Rashi. Yechili and Mishmas are assessed or Bas Rav Shmuel and Shlomo ben Shimon and Raschan of Raschan of Marzat of Meir Zev. And if anyone wants a shir dedicated in someone's honor or memory, you may contact me. The Gemara in Maseches Sukkah says, this is on page 33a, Daf Yud Gimel, Amud Aleph. We know there's a din by Karbonis that if an animal was nifsal, akrava, that's it, knocked out of the box, the animal can't be used. It's called dichui by Karbonis. So shailas, do we say dichui by mitzvahs or not? So let's see this. So yiniktam rosha, let's say the top of the hadas got cut off. Me'erv yamtiv, also bo'ol tamar b'yamtiv. So an erv yamtiv got cut off, passing it. And then a tamar grew out an anyamtiv. And then a fig, a date, grew on this anyantif. A berry. So what's the din? Mao. What's the din? Because on one hand it was nidcha, because yantiv entered and the hadas wasn't kosher. On the other hand, it came back to be kosher. So yesh dichoy etzel mitzvah solo. Is there disqualification with regard to mitzvahs or not? Was it pushed off or not? So that's the Gemara's Shaila. Skipping a little bit in the Gemara, Lema Kitanai, should we say that this suffix of Rav Yirmiya is really a machlokas tanaim? We learn in the Mishnah that Adas that has more anavim than alim, more grapes than leaves, is pasul. And then if you're memayit the anavim, it's kosher. But you're not allowed to be memayit the anavim on yantif because it's a shvus, it's like a metakin kli. So now the Braisa says, Ovar v'likton, if one transgressed and picked the berries that render this hadas unfit on yantiv, it remains unfit. Ovar v'likton pasul. So if one transgressed and picked the berries that render the myrtle branch, the hadas unfit on the yantif, it remains unfit. This is Rebbe Lazar, the son of Rebbe Tzadok. However, the Chachamim say it's fit. The Chachamim say it's beseder. Chachamim machshirim. And the Chachamim are machshir. Svaruha. The Chachamim in the Beis Medrash wanted to say that the Machlokes is as follows. Whether there's Dicho Eitzel Mitzvahs or not. Because the Kulei Almuk is everyone holds. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Tzadok and the Chachamim both hold that Lulav ain't Sarich Eged. Ein Chiyuv L'Kshorat HaLulav. You don't have to tie the Lulav together with the Adasim and Arabis B'Shas Natilas Lulav. And therefore, Rav Lazar Rav Tzadok didn't passel because Tasev Alomina Asui. In other words, the Torah said you have to create this chefetz of a mitzvah, not that it's automatic. And therefore, if a lulav would require an eged, that das would be passel because when you're oged the lulav, it wouldn't be kasher because of the anavim. And even though now you picked the berries, B'shasa Eged was Pasul, and then it's Tasa V'lom and Asui. So everybody holds that Lulav ain't Sarach Eged. Vim Timtzi Lomra, even if you hold the Rulaz of Sarach called Sarach Eged, it's not going to be Al Tasa and Asui, because Lulav in Lulav Misukka to Chsiv Tasa V'lom and Asui. You can't learn Lulav from Sukka. Sukka has a din of Tasa V'lom and Asui, but not a Lulav. Only a Sukka has such a din. So we want to know now what tak is the machlokas. So my love b'hokam mifugi demand the pasul savar amrin and yesh dicho etzol mitzvus. Demand the machshir savar lo amrin and yesh dicho etzol mitzvus. The one who passes where the Lazar of Sada calls that we say there's dicho etzol mitzvus, and therefore we pass all the hadas, because since when he tied the hadas with the lulav, the hadas was puzzle. V'nikra lav shem lulav shel mitzvah, and now it's already called a lulav of mitzvah. And now it's dachui le'olam. So that's Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Tzadok, that he holds that since when Yantiv came in, it was pasul, it remains pasul. So Rashi learns that when you made the Eged, it was pasul. That's the Magdamandi Omar. Lulav Tzarech Eged, and even according to the Mandamar, Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, by Kinesis Hayantif, it was Pasul. But either way, there was a time when it was Pasul, and it was Nitche, either at the time of the Eged, or at the time of Kinesis Yantif. And we're going to Pasul it, because Yesh Dichui Eitzel mitzvahs. We're going to passel it because it was pushed away at the time that it was could have been used. It was nitcha because there were more berries. Memela, it's going to be passel forever. So when you're aver v'likdan, that's it, you're out. Doesn't matter, it became nitcha before. And the man de machshir sabr l'cham hod lo amrin yesh dicho etzol mitzvahs. We don't say there's disqualification with regard to mitzvahs. Even though this hadas was unfit when the yantif began, once the cause of the disqualification is neutralized, the hadas is rendered fit for use in the performance of the mitzvah. Rashi says, when's their dichu by korbanos, but not by mitzvahs. So it's an interesting Rashi, because we see from Rashi that the shaila is if the din dichui by mitzvahs is a din by karbanos, or it's a din by the kedusha of a mitzvah also. Is it only kedusha's karbanos, or kedusha's kol ha-mitzvahs? That's how Rashi understood the suffix of the Gemara. So those are the two tzadim. According to Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Tzadok, yesh dichui like by karbanos, and according to the Chachamim, ein dichui, it's dafka karbanos, but not by mitzvahs. So explains Hagon Rav Simcha Elberg, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He was the editor of the HaParades Torah Journal, where he published his own beautifully written and profound articles of Talmudic jurisprudence, if you will. His Lamed Shigemar articles, and also he would have a biographical, often poetically written piece at the beginning, you relate it to current events. Very, very halavai that I should have been zocha to know him. I didn't, but zocha to learn his Torah. There's a base medrash named after him in the mirror. Apparently he made a lot of money, but he wasn't zocha to have children. But he was a very, very big Talmud Chacham. Anyway, he has 6 volumes of the Shalmei Simcha, which I love. So in the 6th volume in Simen Mem Aleph, he says as follows: that if we say that on a sukkah there's an Isser Mikidushas Karban, so we could say that by sukkah there's dichui like by korbanos. In other words, we have this shaila by lulav: is there dichui or is there not dichui? And Rashi says because it's predicated on the question as to whether it could be compared to kedushas karban. So what about a sukkah? If the sukkah has kedushas karban, then we'll say dichui, because the karban has dichui. So to a sukkah which has kedushas karban, we'll have dichui. Rash ben Beit Daf Lamed, he writes that we say by sukkah kedusha lo paka bichdi, that the kedusha doesn't go away stam, like by a carbon. So the Gemara's only shaila is by lulav, but not by sukkah. However, if we say that because of the time of Shem Shemaim Chol a sukkah, it has a din carbon. That's what the Gemara says in Sukkah that we'll get to in a moment. So you have to say Dichoy Be'arim Minim also, because the Shem Shemaim that's Chal Al Sukkah is also Chal Al Esrog. Because we say in Sukkah Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis Hadas Shel Mitzvah Asur L'Hariach, Rashi says that this Hadas of Mitzvah Nalad is smell to Gamrinan Misukkah D'Alfinim B'Perakam D'Chol Shem Shemaim Alatzei Sukkah Lesar Banas Kol Shiva. We learn from Sukkah that Chol Shem Shemaim ala Sukkah to Asrit Bahana Kol Shiva. And therefore the Gemara says that Adas Shel Mitzvah Asur L'Ariach is for Chol Shem Shemaim. The Gemara there says that this is all Bahadas. By Esrog, the Gemara gives a special reason why you're allowed to smell it. But in principle, by Esrog, there's also Shem Shemaim. So, if we say that the Svara is that on a Sukkah there's a Shtikl Kedushas Karban, so on an Esrog there's also Kedushas Karban. Because we learn Hadas and Esrog from Sukkah, that Chol Shem Shemaim. That means it's a shtickle kedushas carbon. And in Mele, even though by Esrog is just a mitzvah, it's not mamash a carbon, but we would say dichui, just like by sukkah. Whenever there's, if you compare the esrog to the sukkah, then the esrog is also going to have dichui. And if it's pasul when yantiv comes in, then it's always going to be pasul. Now in Sukkah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, "Minayin la'atzei asukkah, shasurim kol shiva." How do you know the atzei asukkah are also all 7 days? Tamalam rachagas sigas shivas yom l'Hashem. Shem shchol shem shemayim alachigach shol shemayim alasukkah. So it says that 7 days you make the sukkah for Hashem, chagas sukkahs. So we compare, just like Sukkah, Shem Shemaim is Chal, and the Chagiga Chaga Sukkahs, so to Shem Shemaim is Chal on the Sukkah. Harishi Yeshal a Sukkah, not only Kedushas Mitzvah, the Sukkah also has Kedushas Karban. Taurus Kohanim writes, Yachol Tei Sukkah L'Gavoa, writes the Rashmi Shans, Vesh Mefarshim Sukkah Lekavoa Shiyaba Me'ila, that a Sukkah can have Me'ila. So, Harav Elberg, said Sal, in his Shalmei Simcha, in the first volume in Siman Mem Aleph, this is the sixth volume in Siman Mem Aleph, writes the Taurus Kvanim doesn't mean that there should actually be Me'ila, but it's a Chomer HaYisr, saying it's a very serious Isr like Me'ila. Rashba Beitza Daflamid, Hikish HaKasav LaChagiga, just like Chagiga. It's Hekdesh, and Asur Bahana, so to a Sukkah, is a Sur Bahana, Bahana Shena Shal Mitzvah. Just like Chagiga, after the Kedusha's Chal, the Kedusha doesn't stam go away. So to Atzei HaSukkah, once it has Kedusha, the Kedusha doesn't go away. We mentioned this before. Kedusha lo paka bichdi. It has Kedusha. The Sukkah has Kedusha like a carbon. To the extent that the Taurus Kohanim even calls it Me'ila, according to the way the Rashmi Shatz understands. So you see, mamish kedushim gedolim here, that the level of kedusha v'sukkah like a carbon, and possibly the dalad minim as well, according to one side of the Gemara's chakira, like a carbon. So yesh l'stapik b'feirish tivri ha-gemara, the Gemara says just like shem shamayim mischal al chagiga, sotu shem shamayim mischal al sukkah. What does this mean? Does it mean that just like this kedusha in the chagiga because it's a carbon? So to that same Kedusha of Chagiga, we have by Sukkah, and therefore, just like by Chagiga, it's Asir Bahana, because it's Hekdesh, so to Atzei HaSukkah. Or Asir Bahana Shalav Makom Mitzvah. And then also from Chagiga, the reason that causes the Din Asir Hana, the Kedusha of Chagiga, and that same Kedusha, the Amin Chagiga, you have in the Sukkah as well, Chagat Sukkah is Lashem, it's like a Chagiga, it's to Hashem, it's holy. And the Kedushas Gavoa to Hashem is the Kedushas Karban. Or maybe no. Maybe we only learn the din of Isser Hana of Sukkah by Chagiga. And we say that just like Chol Shem Shemayim ala Chagiga, because the Chagiga is holy, so to Chol Shem Shemayim ala Sukkah. And the Sukkah is also holy, but each one has their own independent holiness. Chagiga is Aser al Kedushas Karban. And I'd say a sukkah because kedusha is a mitzvah. So we don't say it's the same kedusha. So in other words, we want to understand the nature of this limud from chagiga. Is it saying that the sukkah has kedusha like the chagiga, the same type, the same sug of kedusha like the chagiga, or is it saying that it has a different type of kedusha than the chagiga, but they're both holy? Chagiga has kedusha's carbon, a sukkah has kedusha's mitzvah. So if we say that we learn kishem shechol shem shemayim ala chagiga. Kachol Shemin Shemaim ala Sukkah. Ma Chag Lashem of Sukkah Lashem. This means that both of them have the same Kedusha. Just like on Chagiga, there's Kedusha's carbon, so there's Kedusha's carbon on the Sukkah. And not that it's also to be Nana Me'atzei HaSukkah. It's because it has Kedusha's carbon. So a new thing will come out that by Sukkah we'll say Dichui. Even if we say Ain Dichui B'mitzvahs, a Sukkah will have Dichui. Because the Marzal Shaila by the Hadas is to try to determine, like Rashi says, does it have Kedusha's Karbanas or not? Does it have Kedusha? Does the mitzvah have Kedusha like Karbanas or not? So, if we can prove to you, if that's Pshat in the Gemara, that the Sukkah has Kedusha like a Karban, then they'll have Dichui. B'sukkah amrinan dichui. And even if we say ein dichui b'mitzvahs, but by a sukkah there will be dichui. Because it has kedusha's carbon. Pnei Yoshua wants to compare sukkah shenafla l'kachim shemesu, because the opinion of Tosus is that sukkah that fell, the kedusha goes away. And ask the Pnei Yoshua, why is sukkah different than kachim? How can you say if a sukkah fell, the kedusha goes away? when the kachim die, it's still aser min haTorah. Like Tosa says in Zvachim Samachtes. So how can you tell me, Tosfos, that Sukkah Shenafla Nefkasa Menu Kedushasa, if we compare it to a carbon, just like when a carbon dies, the kedusha doesn't go away, so to the sukkah. And that Pnei Yoshua says that we can make a chilik between sukkah and kachim shemesu, because kachim shemesu the kedushas haguf, lo paka kedushas and gabe mesu. Masha Enkein, Sukkah Shenafla. So he says, no, Sukkah Kachim is different because they have Kedusha Saguf. And the Sukkah doesn't have this Kedusha Saguf like the Kachim that are actually put on the Mizbeach. So look there in the Pnei Yoshua for this Chiluk, but it's difficult to understand. Because even by Kedusha's Damim, we see in Me'ila Daftes that Ein Yotzin Midei Me'ila. That even after it dies, there's still meal even by Kedusha's Damim. So why shouldn't Sukkah have also Kedusha even after it fell? Rashba says Kedusha Saguf Cholal Sukkah Kol Zayin. The Taras Kohanim says Chag Sukkah Tasilcha Yachol Tiyah Chagiga V'Sukkah LeGavot Hamlomer Chag Sukkah Tasilcha Shivas Yamin. Sukkah LeGavot says the Rashmi Shans Meila. It should be Me'ila. So we see how we understand the Kedusha of the Sukkah, that there should even be Me'ila. And therefore we can say that the Kedusha of the Sukkah is mamish like Kedusha's Chagiga. So don't make a chilik and say, no, Chagiga has special Kedusha's Haguf that the Sukkah doesn't have. First of all, even if it does have only Kedusha's Damim, the Sukkah, on that level, on a lower level, only Kedusha, only for its monetary value, but it's not actually brought on the Mizbeach. Seder, but even there it doesn't go out of Me'ila by itself. And also, and we see in the Mefarshim, we see that it's called Me'ila when you're Nana. And the Rashba that has Kedusha Sekuf all 7 days. So therefore the Gemara's question was only about the yes, it was only about the Hadas. Is there a Dichui there? But the Gemara didn't ask about Sukkah. You know why the Gemara didn't ask about Sukkah? Because Sukkah, that's Pashat, there's Dichui. Because Sukkah is compared to a carbon. However, it would appear that we can't say that on the sukkah there's kedushas carbon, and it's like all the karbanos that we say diichui. Why? Because it says shem shemayim shechal al sukkah. So is it only chal on the sukkah or an old dalad minim? So it's mefurish in sukkah lamed zayin amid beis hadas shel mitzvah asur lariach bo. Rashi says digamrinan misukkah. And so it's the Miri. Shekol Dalad Minim Asurim Kol Shiva. Because you learn from Sukkah Shekol Shem Shemaim Aleim. So if according to what we said, if what we said is true, that Shem Shemaim brings on the Sukkah Kedusha's carbon, so you would have to say the same thing about the Arba Minim. Because Rashi says that you get the Arba Minim, you get the Hadas from Sukkah. So if by Sukkah it's Pashat, that Chol Shem Shemayim means that a mamash has Kedusha's carbon, then the Arba Minim also. So what's the Gemara's Shaila if there's Dichoy in the Arba Minim? Once you already see in the Gemara and from Rashi that you learn Arba Minim from Sukkah, so that means they both have Kedusha's carbon. So it's Pashat, there's Dichoy. So what's the Gemara's Safik B'chlal? So from the fact the Gemara has a Safik, it must be that it's not mamish like a chagiga, neither the sukkah nor the arba minim. So therefore, what we said is not true. by Sukkah there's Kedushas Karban, we wanted to say, and we say Dichui, but it's not true, because then you would have learned the Chagiga from it, you would have learned the Arba Minim from it, and we don't. So this is halfway through our path, and it's Hashem. In the next shiur, I'd like to continue discussing this fascinating issue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest beloved.